News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So add to the list of damages caused by modern technology and modern life, conversation. Apparently, we are doing less and less of it. We are engaging less and less. With us is counselling psychologist and lecturer from TU Dublin, Leslie Shoemaker. Leslie, research revealing literally less conversation between people and fewer words spoken every day.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case. So the research, what they did was they took 22 studies from Western countries, predominantly America, and they cross-referenced everything. They collated all together. And researchers are very surprised. The original research was looking at gender differences around language. Women typically speak more than men, and that's still consistent. But what they discovered was, and they went back apparently repeatedly because they were going, no, this can't be right. We're speaking 388 words less a day, which is over, when you start looking at the annual, it's over 120,000 words a year. And the worrying thing is, now they don't know why this is happening. So what's happened is researchers were all looking at this and going, what could be the causes? What's the impacts? We're all broadly looking at the research. And it's making some very interesting, you know, reading around. I have to say, I went down a rabbit hole preparing this myself. You know, when we look at, like, for example, in Ireland, ERSI did a report in 2025, and it showed that young people were reported, they were their highest group in Ireland to report that they were feeling lonely, Gen Z, 15 to 29-year-olds. Ireland had the highest rate of reports of loneliness in Europe. The average was 13. We were 20% of people, one in five saying they felt lonely, which is a bit worrying. Then, you know, the researchers, you know, reading their interviews, one of the researchers made a really good point. And she was saying that even before COVID, things like remote working, technology, you know, tapping, ordering everything online. Like, I'm delighted. I just got my Eclipse glasses yesterday. Thank you to online shopping for 24-hour delivery. You know, we have all these conveniences, but the problem is all these wonderful efficiencies mean we are talking to people less.
Is that implicitly a bad thing? Because surely a bit of circumspection with conversation isn't necessarily problematic.
No. Oh, you know, I would agree with you. I think we need time out, take, you know, to reflect, to digest, all those kinds of things. But the problem is, we know the research around loneliness has been happening for donkey's years. We know, for example, loneliness is directly related to higher mortality rates, heart disease, strokes, all sorts of inflammation in
your
body. But
is loneliness not the absence of an intimate partner or close friends rather than generalized conversing with people in shops?
Ah, no, that's a great question, because somebody else had that question and they did research on this. So the research around loneliness hits exactly what you're talking about. It always looks at the friends and the family, the close people in our lives. So somebody said, well, what about those incidental conversations? And what we discovered was they matter too. So they had people on a train and the mission was go talk to somebody. And the when they came back and did the research, and the reports were, I had more crack. I really enjoyed myself. This was a far more pleasurable experience. So those incidental conversations, having the chat, you know, when you're picking up your cup of coffee or stuck in a lift or whatever it is, they matter.
Does it matter that the conversation is verbal? Because surely we are in an area, in an era where the scope for engagement with others is higher than it has ever been, thanks to social media. Does that replace verbal conversation?
Okay, so again, really good question, because we know, like, remote working research. Oh, sorry for those who are very pro remote working. I'm on the fence. It's a mixed bag for me. But research is now showing that when we do remote working, there's less collaboration and less communication. And that's across the board, verbal and not, you know, and written stuff. So remote working, I think maybe we need to tweak it a little bit. I'm not saying get rid of it, far from it. But, you know, there's pros and cons to it. And I think you need to look at what the role is in the company, things like that, as an aside. We know that with communication, verbal communication, is more effective. It's telling us what the person's really talking about. We're sitting here and we're having a chat. But when you text somebody, you're just telling them a statement. You're missing all those social cues. I know, like when I do online interviews with you guys, they're a little bit more tricky because I don't have the person in front of me. I can't read them. I always laugh at my students when I'm teaching because I'm watching them to see, is my message landing? Is my message not landing? And of course, you know, I love the, I'm going to look at my phone and not you. And I always crack jokes about that and say, I can't wait till you do your in-class presentations and you can see what I see.
What then about the quality of conversation? Because all of us will be privy to the conversations where you can hear, you know, let's get into great detail about where you bought your top. Ultimately, who cares? Does it matter whether or not there is depth?
No, it's connection.
So we can talk owl guff to each other as long as we are talking to each other.
Yeah, and there is a connection. Can't be total absence, you know, of sitting there monotone talking to each other. There has to be that social connection. And, you know, this is really important because, look, we're not going to get rid of the technological advances. And like I said, thank you, Internet, for my 24-hour delivery on my Eclipse glasses. I'm very excited. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, bash that in any way, shape or form. But I think we need to become more mindful that we are connecting with our neighbors, our coworkers, maybe going into the office one extra day a week, those kinds of things, because we know physically, it has an impact on us. Psychologically, it makes us happier in the end.
Leslie, thank you very much. And thank you for coming in.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.